big question to remember in the early modern period is, why did punishments become so harsh? If we take the number of capital crimes, that is the number of crimes which carried the death penalty, in 1688 there were 50 such crimes. However, by 1765 there were 160, and shockingly, into the 19th century, by 1815 there were 225 crimes which carried the death penalty. Why on earth did this happen? Why was this bloody code introduced? It was introduced for a number of reasons. One of them was the influence of printing. Printing presses meant broadsheets were being published, which publicised all of the different new crimes. The only people who really could read were the lawmakers, the rich landowners, and they were worried about crime, even though we know it was actually falling. There were so many reports in broadsheets about vagabonds and highwaymen that these early newspapers gave lurid details of robberies and murders. Although all of this was actually misleading, people believed the stories and the lawmakers acted. Secondly, the MPs who passed the laws that made up the Bloody Code were rich landowners. After 1688, these rich landowners had the power to pass laws. Some historians believe that these landowners used the laws to protect their own land and privileges. Nothing changes, eh? They cite laws against poachers as evidence. Poaching, like smuggling, was not considered a crime by most ordinary people. In fact, the laws against poaching were some of the most unpopular in the 1700s. The law stated that only landowners whose land was worth £100 a year could hunt, and they could hunt anywhere. Other landowners with land worth less than £100 a year could not hunt even on their own land. Ludicrous, really. Roughly 97% of the population did not own any land at all. In 1723, the Black Act stated that hunting deer, hare or rabbits was punishable by death. Anyone found armed, disguised or with a blackened face in any hunting area was assumed to be poaching and could be executed. Critics of these laws believe they were designed simply to protect the interests of the landowners in Parliament. Many saw poaching as an ancient custom that was a right long before the landowners enclosed the land. Juries were unwilling to find people guilty of some crimes because they thought that the punishment did not fit the crime. Around 30% of accused people were acquitted. Even more were found guilty of stealing goods of a lower value. Many others were let off because witnesses spoke about their good character and law-abiding nature. For example, a famous actor, Charles Macklin, got away literally with murder. He murdered another actor after an argument. He managed to get off because he had plenty of important witnesses who spoke up for him. He was found guilty of manslaughter and branded on the hand. As you can see, there are a number of reasons why the Bloody Code was gradually introduced in the 1700s. The factors that we spoke of earlier come into play here. Notably, the influence of the media through printing. Also, we have the increases in wealth and poverty. Thirdly, we have the idea of taxation, as well as the influence of government and lawmakers.